Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's the Welcome Back to the Hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to get to meet you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and we're glad Amanda Elam is back. Amanda's become a great member of our Brain Trust over the last couple of years. Co-founder, president, CEO of Galaxy Diagnostics, which is an early-stage medical diagnostic company. She's also a research fellow with the International Diana Research Institute at Babson College, which is an organization and a group of folks I've been telling you about for many, many years. And she's our good friend, Amanda Elam. Welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
It's good to have you back, Amanda. You're always welcome here. So I want you to talk to us about two things, maybe three things. You are a medical diagnostic company, your business is. I want you to talk to us about that in this mid-pandemic era. I want you to talk about what it's like being a woman entrepreneur in this era. And then in a little bit, we're going to talk about some research that you did. But first, how is this, as a small business owner, how is the pandemic affecting you? And not only the pandemic, as I point out as often as I can, we're not just dealing with a pandemic. We're having a 1-2 punch, the pandemic and the response to the pandemic. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. So we certainly experienced the punch, like every other business in America, despite being in lab services. So we do testing for flea and tick-borne diseases. We're an innovative lab, so we're developing new tests. And it put a stall on R&D, and our demand pretty much disappeared. So even though we're an essential service, our patient population is primarily people who are chronically ill and at high risk for complications from COVID-19. And so they stopped going to their doctor.
Wow.
So in March, the very first thing, as soon as I figured out what was happening and the government starting to talk about possible shutdowns, I got on the phone with some of our top customers. My team did, and we were just reaching out to figure out how different practices would be impacted. We learned that a good portion were actually closing their practices for at least 2 weeks to get virtual office visits set up. This is sort of like, you know, this is a little bit of supply chain kind of troubles going on here. And so we knew our business was going to kind of disappear for a while. And, of course, I'm tracking lab industry data to see what's happening with the other labs. So a lot of people initially thought healthcare would be fine, right? But on average, demand revenue dropped about 60%.
So you were you got caught up in the dynamic, the healthcare dynamic that got left behind when everybody was focusing on COVID and people were letting the other parts of their healthcare go. The parts about the discretionary procedures and if they just weren't going, they weren't generating the tests that like the kind that you sell. So you guys got caught up in that dynamic, didn't you?
Absolutely, and a lot of people weren't aware of that happening in healthcare.
But it was a couple of months before we realized it. Yeah,
exactly. Saw it right away. And even those elective services, those elective surgery and other elective procedures were not like things you would choose to do, but like cancer patients whose surgeries were delayed until they could be scheduled because they're considered elective too. So a lot of businesses, even though they were essential, a lot of businesses, their demand disappeared or the rules basically made it impossible for patients to access care.
Did you apply for PPP and EIDL loans? Did you do that?
Yeah.
Did they help?
Absolutely. The EIDL, the emergency loan from the SBA.
And the PPP?
Yeah, we absolutely did. And we basically applied for the PPP the first day our bank had the applications up.
Good.
And we were on the horn, you know, with our banker the week before to figure out what it was going to look like for them.
Right.
So we got on the list quickly.
And it helped. And it helped you?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
How critical, how essential, how critical was it for your business?
We wouldn't be here if we hadn't had the PPP.
Okay, there you go.
And we had cash in the bank then. So we had mm-hmm. working capital, but we couldn't support ourselves for more than 3 months mm-hmm. if we hadn't had the PPP.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a perfect story. Your story is perfect. When
yeah.
It's the reason why, as much of a libertarian as I am, I told people, get the money. Let the government show you the money. This isn't your fault.
Yep.
We've all got to be in this together because we cannot do without Amanda's company. We cannot do without Amanda writ large company. We've got to have our small businesses.
Yep.
We can't let them go.
Yep.
And so I'm glad you did that. What are the things did you see? Was there anything involved in this that you felt you had extra degree of difficulty because you were a woman business owner?
Not for pandemic response for me at all. I really didn't. My focus was just on, you know, the job that had to be done. I've got a fantastic team, and I focused heavily on them right out of the gate because, mm-hmm. you know, I needed to make sure they were calm. I was focused on my team, my customers. And so I really didn't feel like there were – in fact, I would argue I might have had an advantage,
uh-huh.
right? I've done some research showing that women are better at navigating sort of bureaucratic processes. Women entrepreneurs are better at navigating bureaucratic processes.
You're more patient. Not, you don't get as frustrated when people tell you no as men do. We're more grumpy. What the heck's wrong with you? I want this now.
That might be true. Sometimes.
We think the world should revolve around us, and you don't, and that's hard for us.
No,
for us guys.
And just exactly, and tackling the complicated process of the financing, following the communications.
Right.
Yeah, I didn't find it related to gender for me at all.
Very interesting. So you have some research you're going to talk to us about when we come back from the Diana Institute, Diana International Research Institute on women in the marketplace and their impact by COVID. We're going to talk about that with with Amanda Elam. Amanda, I need your website, please, the name of your company.
So my company is Galaxy Diagnostics, www.galaxydxx.com. And of course, at Babson, Diana International Research Institute is www.babson.edu.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.